Mishenichnas of Mematim Besimcha. In contrast, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, and Adar we increase our joy, and of Mematim Besimcha. Of course, if there was Hashem Besimcha, doesn't mean that you walk around depressed. We're talking about Nihugim, outward things like meat and wine. Meat and wine, which generally generate Simcha. So we try to stay away from overt Simcha. Similar to, I'd say, the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, we don't see Hallel on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah because Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Mesim. You don't want to look like you're oblivious to the situation. So 3 weeks, 9 days, there are sad and terrible times. So we don't want to go overly celebrate. But of course, if Duas Hashem B'Simcha, but nevertheless, we have some objective minhagim. So one of them is the Isra Bus of a Yayin. And it's not actually a din of Avelis because, or it's not the classical din of Avelis because a novel is Mutta B'Bus of a Yayin. In fact, the whole purpose of wine is Nachem Aveilim, and there was an old minhag even to have bus of a yayim. So some point out the din of the Churban Abayis that the Gemara of Baba Basra about they wanted after the Churban Abayis they didn't want to have meat and wine anymore because look we can't bring it to on the Mizbeach, and then they said what about if you go by that what about water Nisach HaMayim the Churban Mincha you wouldn't eat anything it's something the zibor can't stand, but for a couple of days, 9 days, so the meaning was taken on more of a zechel korban. Or perhaps maybe it is a din of avelus, but there's a difference. The Magen Avraham points out between personal mourning and avelus yeshana is the avelus over the temple. It's public. There are differences in terms of maybe in certain ways more severe, and therefore that's why you can't. So whatever the reason is, it's an Isra Bus of a Yayin. So, of course, on Shabbos, it's a Sudas Mitzvah or other Sudas Mitzvah. One is permitted to have wine during the 9 days because that's only a minig not to. And here, there's a mitzvah to have it. So the question comes up is, we can't cook on, we can't barbecue on Shabbos. We have to prepare our food Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos is still, it's in 9 days and it's not Shabbos yet. And we want to, what about tasting our ribs, our wings, our roast? As we say in Musaf on Shabbos, Toameh Chayim Zochu. From there we learn that there's a mitzvah and or a hiddur to taste one's food before Shabbos. So what about on during the 9 days? Is one permitted to taste the food? Because on one hand there's a mitzvah to taste your food or a hiddur. Other hand, there's a minig not to have meat and wine. So, the pashtus, when we're talking about taste, the Gemara tells us, really tasting is an achila, in terms of if you just taste and you spit out. So, when the Gemara talks about, in terms of, on a fast day, could you make a bracha? So, we seem, meikra din, we seem to assume if you're tasting and you spit it out, so then there's what to talk about. Some bring down, then you could taste, especially if you taste the food all the time. And then Chazal tell it, one who fulfills Toameh Chaim Zocho, Ma'arichin lo Yomav Shnosav, you continue your days, you Arichas Yomim. What does Arichas Yomim have to do with tasting your food? So the commentators explain it's because what's the biggest killer? Besides the big difference today, so hundreds of years ago, starvation was a big problem, was the bigger problem. Today, more people die from obesity than they do from starvation. So, but probably the most important thing is to have shalom bayis. And the opposite of shalom bayis is to be stressed out. Stress is the biggest killer. So, marichin on yom avshnosav, do you want to make sure that you want to make sure there'll be shalom bayis? We have a mitzvah shalom bayis all the time, but we know especially Friday night, we like the Shabbos candles for Shalom Bayis. So therefore, we want to have a nice, peaceful, serene Shabbos. And therefore, we want to be able to taste the food so she'll know. She'll know. You have to cook it a little longer, make it just right. In fact, that's why we have a similar Yesod. different halacha, but similar yisod, about the issue of eating leftovers on Sunday. There's a further discussion on the other end, could you eat at a malava malka? The only discussion, one who eats meat all the time at a malava malka, could he eat meat during the 9 days? But the question is eating leftovers, the chidah. So we assume generally not, but one of the reasons given for eating leftovers, what's the concern? Because some bring down the same yitzhak. Again, it was back in the day when we worried more about not eating than having too much food like today. Is the concern was that if you know you couldn't eat the leftovers and you didn't have freezers, fridge, it's going to waste. You'll end up not making enough food. And therefore, you'll be makbid on the 9 days and you'll end up mavata the midst of Oneg Shabbos and enjoying the suit and Shalom Bayis. So therefore, those bring down that reason about the concern of those who say that one could eat leftovers, which, you know, we assume generally is an issue. But it's just the same as so. We're concerned about the Shabbos meal. So in the leftovers, is this the symptom of afterwards? We don't want, you want to make sure you have enough food. And the tasting, Tomei Chaim Zachu, is to make sure that the food tastes good. And that's what Chazal tell us, if one tastes the food, Tomei Chaim Zachu, they'll be zochet to arichas yomim and shalom bayis.